AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the numbers of coronavirus cases and deaths are down over the past week, but overall,
cases and hospitalizations and deaths remain high. And we've been fooled before into being too lax. So now is the time to double down to see this through.
In the daily White House briefing, Walensky says the key word is vaccination.
We now have more than 64 million people who've received at least one dose of vaccine, and we are vaccinating millions more each day. This is our path out of the pandemic.
Jeff Zients with the White House team says help is on the way for people looking to get a shot.
The administration will launch a federally supported website that will show the locations near them that have available vaccines. And because we know that not everyone has internet access or is comfortable online, we will also launch a call center.
President Biden and leaders of the Indo-Pacific Alliance, known as the Quad, announced a plan to expand coronavirus vaccine manufacturing capacity in India. The calls are growing louder for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign over growing allegations of sexual harassment.
It is absolutely unacceptable. It is disgusting to me. And he can no longer serve as governor.
That was New York Mayor Bill de Blasio yesterday. Today, members of the New York congressional delegation, including Jerry Nadler and Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, say it's time for Cuomo to resign. The governor has denied he ever touched anyone inappropriately and has said he's sorry if he ever made anyone uncomfortable. Authorities say a gunman attacked a school in Nigeria and kidnapped 30 students just weeks after a similar attack in the region blamed on bandits. The missing students are both male and female. 279 schoolgirls were kidnapped weeks ago. They were released. Wall Street, the Dow is up. The other two indexes are down. This is AP News. What will you get now that President Biden signed the coronavirus relief bill?
Most Americans will get a direct payment of up to $1,400. Those payments could begin arriving in bank accounts this weekend. The American Rescue Plan also extends weekly emergency unemployment benefits into early September. That's $300 a week. Then there are expanded tax credits over the next year for children, child care, and family leave. Some of them credits that Democrats are signaling they'd like to make permanent. And then there's money for renters, food programs, and utility bills. Bottom line, says President Biden,
it's a bill that will get meaningful help into the hands of people in our country who need it the most.
I'm Rita Foley.
Manhattan District Attorney Cyrus Vance Jr., who is overseeing a criminal investigation into former President Donald Trump, says he won't seek re-election, opting against a primary fight with progressive candidates. Ed Donahue, AP News.